have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened Radio Show. History the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Monday, March 31st, 2014, start of a brand new week, end of the month. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The talking points are just jammed full. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, hand hovering over the telephone handset, waiting for you to call on in with your opinions and questions. And a reminder, tomorrow is April Fool's Day. And so inevitably, we're going to see all kind of hoaxers and pranksters and government propagandists and corporate PR people trying to dump all kinds of bogus stories onto the internet to make us look silly and foolish. So be very, very careful of everything you're reading today and tomorrow, because inevitably, this is a day when they try and stir up trouble and use it to say, oh, those silly independent media people, they're not vetting their stories, and look how easy it was for us to make them look foolish. So, forewarned is forearmed. Obviously, the big news today continues to be the situation, in the Ukraine and Crimea. Over the weekend, John Kerry and the Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov met in Paris. And, the word coming out to the media was, oh, we're making progress, it's a positive environment, and all these other euphemisms, which mean absolutely nothing. The photo of the two of them together, the body language was quite telling. And following their discussions on Saturday, we started seeing in the corporate American media this Russia massing troops stuff start to get fanned up again, and it's all over the media again here today, which signaled that Kerry did not get what he wanted from Lavrov. And sure enough, today we're getting confirmation in the corporate media that they failed to break the deadlock, which is basically the U.S. telling Russia, get out of Crimea, and Russia's saying no. The Crimeans voted to join us. That is democracy in action. So there's a bit of an impasse there, and everybody's rattling their sabers. And almost inevitably, we saw this over Investment Watch blog, where they're already back to this thing, 40,000 Russian troops massing on Ukraine's borders. And, you know, it's an emergency and a disaster in the making, or a war in the making here. Now, I have to tip my hat and give an attaboy to NBC News, because one of their reporters with a camera crew, all the way back when they first started talking about Russian troops massing on the Russian-Ukraine border, literally drove up the border the entire distance, 1,200 miles, and they found no evidence of military buildup. The people living there in the Ukraine were just going about their business, doing their farming, completely unconcerned about the possibility of war coming over the border. It's just not there. No tension, everything quiet, everything peaceful. And so I applaud NBC for having the courage to ignore the White House press handouts and go find out for themselves, because that is what journalism is supposed to be. I hope that this reporter and his crew still have their jobs. But again, we've had international observers in the region. Now we've had an NBC news crew in the region. They don't see any indications of a buildup. Do you remember all the way back in Desert Storm, the first Iraq invasion, where the U.S. was handing out these photos supposedly showing Iraqi tanks on the border with Saudi Arabia, and they were using it to get Saudi Arabia's cooperation for the invasion of Iraq, and they had all these pictures out there. And Digital Globe, took pictures of the exact same area. The reporter down in a newspaper in Florida hired Digital Globe, said, please take pictures of this area where the U.S. says there are massed Iraqi tanks ready to invade Saudi Arabia. And it came back showing nothing but empty desert. Remember, this U.S. government believes it is their divine right to lie to you to get what they want. And they're doing it again. They're screaming, Russia invaded Crimea, they're going to invade this, they're going to invade Latvia, they're going to do this. First of all, Russia didn't invade anything. The Crimean, the Crimean people democratically voted to break away from the unelected government in Kiev, and then they voted to join with Russia. That's democracy. When they see a better deal with a new government, they say, we want to be part of that. So Russia hasn't invaded anybody, unlike the United States of America, which has invaded Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and another 12, you know, dozen others that we know of here. Now, over in Crimea, the news is already very good. Russia has ordered that pension payments to elderly retired people in Crimea have to be brought up to the levels in Russia, which is very good. They're taking care of their people. It stands in contrast with here in the United States, where the rush is on to cut Social Security benefits, cut Medicare, cut food stamp program, just cut social spending because they've got to feed that war machine. Russia's going exactly the other direction. Now, over in the Ukraine, under the ministrations of their unelected coup d'etat government, they're instituting capital controls, and they're expecting 200% price hikes in the Ukraine. They've already announced the prices for natural gas are going to double in anticipation of an increase in the cost of natural gas coming from Russia. And economically, the Ukraine is actually in better shape than the U.S. in terms of its debt to gross domestic product ratio. And they're imposing all these hideous controls. And the people in the Ukraine are beginning to realize what a raw deal this all was. And it's not just in the Ukraine. Because of the sanctions, remember when I said that the sanctions against Russia were going to cause more damage in the West than in Russia itself? Well, part of the problem is wheat, because Russia is a major exporter of wheat. Talk about complete reversal. Following Lysenkoism, Russia had no wheat crop. They had to buy wheat. Soviet Union had to buy wheat from the United States of America, and the United States was thumping its chest. Look, they have to come to us. And now, of course, Russia is exporting a lot of wheat. Nobody wants to buy American wheat because it's all tainted with GMO. And because of the sanctions, wheat prices are due to go up. Your food prices, you, on your dinner table, your food prices are going up because of the sanctions applied to Russia by the United States government, who absolutely does not care how much suffering they bring to the American people, as long as they get to thump their chest and measure their genitalia compared to the Russians and prove how butch they are. Remember, the United States economy is very fragile. It's crippled by all this accumulated debt from private central banking. Same thing with Europe. Russia has a solid economy. They took control of their central bank in order to manage the economy for the benefit of the nation and its people. And they have a solid currency backed up by manufacturing and agricultural exports. They can weather this sanction storm a lot better than the U.S. But the U.S. government's attitude is, we don't care if it's a disaster. We are moving forward. We did it with Obamacare. We're going to do it with the Russian sanctions. Meanwhile, in response to sanctions and the cutting off of Visa and MasterCard, Russia has gone ahead with the creation of their own internal payment system that is based on the ruble. It doesn't go through the dollar. Every payment system on the earth following Bretton Woods, they all had to go through the dollar. Whatever currency you used at your end was converted to dollars and then converted back from dollars at the other end, with the U.S. financial system getting a piece of the action. We're going to get a piece of the action. Is something bad going to happen to you? It's mafia thinking is what's been driving the U.S. financial system since the end of World War II. So Putin was already preparing to have their own financial system. They're linking it up with China's UniPay system. And they're going to have this massive payment system that absolutely ignores the U.S. dollar and is delinked from the dollar. So this policy of using war to force the world back onto Bretton Woods, it's already failing because countries are breaking away from the dollar. Conquer Russia is really what it comes down to. They can't conquer Russia and bring them back to enslavement to private central banking and the dollar, even though that's the agenda. Now, it turns out that a huge amount of the Ukrainian coup d'etat was funded by Pierre Omidyar, who's the founder of eBay and was putting money through Canvas and USAID and all these other programs to overthrow the elected government in Kiev. We'll be back after these commercials.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Vero, TV and the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to Mike and Vero, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Vero, TV and the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a reminder that today, March 31st, is the last day of the Keller Williams contest to download the app and help out Sandra Anderson. You can go over to the RBN website and you can get the instructions to do it there. Today is the deadline, just like Obamacare. The big difference, of course, is the RBN website is actually working today. So a little refreshing change if you've been spending all morning trying to get into healthcare.gov. Now, getting back to the situation over in Europe, everybody is getting into this pre-war hysteria, which is being manufactured completely out of thin air. You're just waiting for the false flag to say, see, see, there really was a danger out there. Apparently, Latvia and Estonia are now asking NATO. They want boots on the ground. They want NATO troops stationed in their countries because Russia's invading countries like left and right, and which they're not. Russia hasn't invaded and conquered anybody. The U.S. has. Israel's tried to. Russia's not the bad guy here. They're just being demonized in the media. They want to bring back the Cold War. They want to drag our society back to the golden age of the 1950s and 1960s when they could wag commies at us and we were conditioned to soil ourselves just hearing the word commie and cling to Big Daddy government to save us from those evil communists who are coming to do whatever it was we were being told. Alrighty. Now, down in Turkey, apparently Turkey fired another attack across the border into Syria in response to supposedly a border incursion from there. A mortar shell fired from Syria landed in Turkish territory. Didn't hit anything. Classic false flag. And Turkey fired across into Syria, and instead of hitting Syrian army forces, they hit one of the rebel convoys. So we've got another classic case of the gang that couldn't shoot straight. Apparently, Turkey just had their elections. The ruling party is claiming an overwhelming victory. No international observers, and apparently a lot of violence at the polling places. 8 people were killed. Doesn't sound like a smooth, functioning democracy to me. Now, we were talking last week about this leaked conversation that laid out how Turkey was planning to stage a false flag attack inside their own territory using Al-Qaeda to start a war with Syria. They're basically going from Adolf Hitler's playbook and the Gleiwitz incident, where Hitler sent his own people to attack the radio station in Gleiwitz, Germany, and frame Poland for it. Same story all over again. They really do think that you don't know history at all. And apparently more of this conversation has now been leaked that implicates U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry as being involved in this plot. They are desperate to get these wars going because they know the U.S. economy is about to crash and they desperately need something to blame it on. Oh, it's terrible conditions in the U.S., but there's a war on. It's their fault. We were just minding our own business and working our, but those gosh darn Ruskies, Al-Qaeda, Chinese, Syrian, Libyan, whatever. In response to that leaked conversation, Erdogan, who already embarrassed himself trying to shut down Twitter and did block YouTube so that this leaked conversation couldn't reach the Turkish people, he's apparently gone on this paranoid spree of arresting everyone in sight that might be connected to this leak about the false flag attack. So he's in full panic mode right now. Now, again, going back to the story about blocking Twitter and blocking YouTube and trying to basically keep the people of Turkey from finding out what the government has been up to, there is an organization, BGP-MON, that monitors the global DNS providers on which we all depend to type in our browser, RBN or whatreallyhappened.com, and it maps to the IP address of the physical server. Well, apparently Turkey has been caught trying to hijack the IP addresses for popular DNS providers. In other words, they're setting up their own DNS servers and they're trying to go in to the internet and hack the IP addresses for the well-known DNS providers and their own servers, with the obvious intention that certain websites that Turkey does not want their people to see will not map to an IP. It'll just dead end. And it's a very covert form of censorship now that Erdogan's overt censorship has come back to haunt him politically. Interesting story coming out of Aleppo News talking about Obama's speech in Brussels last week and just how factually and historically incorrect it was. Now, a lot of people have been pointing out to the United States' double standard with Crimea versus what went on in Kosovo. And in an attempt to deflect that hypocrisy, Obama spun a tale about how Kosovo was legit. It was all inside the boundaries of international law, cooperating with the United Nations, Kosovo's neighbors. And, of course, anyone who's followed the Kosovo fiasco knows that's a fiction. It's completely made up. The Kosovo parliament declared their independence unilaterally, backed up by U.S. NATO military power to ensure the change of borders. So Obama lied again, and where was the U.S. corporate media on this? They're busy with Washington State mudslides and the latest movies in the theaters and various things like that. Over in Russia, the polls are continuing to show the Russian people are completely unconcerned about the effects of any Western sanctions resulting from Crimea. They just don't see it's going to be a problem. And they're absolutely right. It's not going to be a problem. Russia has a solid economy that can withstand a sanctions war far more easily than either Europe or the United States. Now, over in France, they had elections, and bit of a surprise because the far-right National Front won dramatic gains in the local elections. This is the beginning of the ouster of France's current pro-Israel, pro-private central banking government, and apparently there were riots and the police had to be called in. Apparently another major protest in Spain called Disobedience 2014, protest against austerity. Now remember, when you voluntarily choose to live a simpler life, that's austerity. When the government orders you to live a simpler life, that's dictatorship. I don't care what they call that. Interesting article, this is over in IntifadaPalestine.com, about how NATO is basically desperate to revive the battle in northern Syria. And not just NATO, NATO's the front for U.S.-Israeli ambitions. And basically the analysis coming out of this story is that if Assad succeeds in ejecting the hired mercenaries, and he's made tremendous gains over the last couple of months, that is going to seriously derail, if not call off, the U.S. agenda to eventually go into Iran and try and conquer the entire world to bring them back to Bretton Woods and private central banking. I don't know that that is really true. I think it would be a major setback. Now, remember, Syria is coming up on their elections soon. Assad is standing for re-election. If the elections happen and Assad is re-elected, it completely undermines the U.S. claim that they are supporting a popular uprising against an unpopular leader. The lies from country to country, they're not even consistent anymore. They just say whatever they're going to say about this particular incident. And that's why the propaganda is failing. It doesn't have a cohesive narrative that people can trust. It's Maxwell Smart foreign policy here. Same thing, a Syria's victory is turning point for Western global hegemony. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Talking about the current state of affairs in finances, it's all over the net. Earlier today, Putin tied the ruble directly to gold.
Yep.
It's now the golden ruble.
Yep. That'll definitely put Russia on the special high interest target list for all those money junkies in Wall Street and Brussels.
Yeah, he's done a Gaddafi. And we know what happened to Gaddafi after he did that.
Yeah, but you know, I think there's a certain order of magnitude more difficulty in going into Russia than there was going into Libya.
Yep, I'm sure there is. Have you heard this latest about the internet connection from Diego Garcia and the IBM engineer?
I've heard it, and I have to tell you, it feels kind of wanky to me. It's a little too, you know, what we wanted to see. We know that all communication from Diego Garcia is filtered through a hub in Great Britain because it's their military base. And I got to tell you, it feels like no plane at the Pentagon or fake Apollo landing. And like I said at the top of the show, tomorrow is April Fool's Day, and we have to be on guard regarding certain stories. Now, again, I'm not saying that I don't think that 777 couldn't have been flown to Diego Garcia. It's one of several plausible theories, but I'm wondering, first of all, if this guy was blindfolded, how he was able to type out that message that was posted on a virtually unknown blog. It certainly doesn't sound like he was dictating it, speech to text. And, I have reasons to doubt the authenticity of that story.
Yeah, well, I do too, but it needs investigation, same as this 777 in Tel Aviv needs investigation.
We're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show because it presents another possible scenario. At this point, look how hard they're trying to get a war going, whether it's in the Koreas or Syria or Iran or whatever. They're not getting any traction from the people of the world. The polls are overwhelmingly coming back. The people of planet Earth are sick and tired of all these wars, and they want them to stop. And so I can guarantee you they're at least considering a false flag. Remember, we just found out they were going to use a false flag between Turkey and Syria. This is the way they think. If we make a big enough bang and blame it on the invasion target, the people will go along. I don't think that's going to work. I mean, remember what happened last August when they were trying to spin that yarn about Assad gassing his own Alawite supporters with a banned chemical weapon right in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived. And, of course, the part that was missing that should have been there was a reason for Assad to do something that stupid. And again, I get a sense that Washington, D.C. wasn't expecting that backlash, that pushback from the American people. It caught them by surprise. I don't think they really understand just the degree to which they've lost the trust of the American people.
I think they've discredited themselves once too often. And
They they're used to a world where they can lie, the media will sell it. If a few people know it's a lie, it doesn't matter because then they can wait a couple of weeks and lie again.
Well, actually, what I've noticed today, again, in this morning's news, the Syrian army have taken that mountain which overlooks that northeast part of Syria where Suleiman's temple is, you know?
That's an important piece of ground to be in charge of from the tactical sense. But again, we're already seeing Turkey's trying to kick up war across their border. Israel's making sounds like they want to kick up a second front into Syria. They're just desperate to get the wars going. And the best thing that the people of planet Earth can do is to keep standing up and saying no more war. We're sick and tired of our kids being killed just to, put black ink on the bottom of some bank's balance sheet.
Well, the way things are panning out, Michael, it's looking like these acts are just acts of desperation.
They are. I smell a great deal of panic and desperation coming from inside the Beltway.
Yeah, and the ridiculous nonsense that Mr. Obama, your president, was talking about in Europe just is mind-boggling.
Well, and everybody realized he was lying. I mean, that's why he spoke to that one room and only one person was applauding when it was all over, and that was probably one of the White House staffers. I mean, it's embarrassing. He's an embarrassment to the United States, to the American people. But all they know how to do is lie and defraud and trick. This government long ago forgot how to actually make products or grow things. This nation started out with the idea that the government should represent the people, that all trades and professions and practices and skills should be represented in Congress because they were making laws that regulated those activities. Now we've had a multi-generational permanent ruling class of totally clueless people writing laws about things they clearly do not understand. And that is a very, very dangerous situation to be in.
Well, it looks like Mr. Putin now is viewed as the only statesman engaged in this NATO expansion into Europe and into the Middle East.
And he's handling it beautifully. He's not giving the U.S. an overt excuse for military action. He outplayed them in Syria. He's outplayed them in Crimea. He's very, very good. And a lot of people are openly saying that they admire him, that he makes a much better president for Russia than Obama does for America.
What surprised me as well was that interview about the missile shield being moved into Poland, and Putin just couldn't hold his laughter back.
Well, I mean, the U.S. story is that they were building all these missile defense systems in Europe to deter an attack from Iran, and Russia knows that was a complete hoax. You know, the U.S. has been angling to try and revive the Cold War with Russia because following the collapse of the Soviet Union, the military-industrial complex was just screaming, there's no money, we need an enemy, we've got to have an enemy so we can go on taking money from the American people and buy these really cool toys. And they took a lot of money, war on terror, war on dangling participles, whatever they're declaring war on this week, and it's now recognized that U.S. weapons may be the most expensive in the world by a wide, wide margin, but they're of very poor quality. And when our government sends our kids into these battle zones with this very costly boondoggles, you know, a lot of our kids are getting killed because their weapons are failing. That was a big problem for Italy in World War II. The quality of munitions and weapons being manufactured by Italy was so bad, a lot of soldiers just got killed trying to clear jams and stuff. The Mannlicher Carcano is the world's worst shoulder weapon. That's why everybody was amazed that that was the weapon that they planted on Lee Oswald and Kennedy's assassination. But the reason they planted it is because at that time, Cuba was importing that very weapon to give to their people in case there was a second attempt at an invasion by the United States. And
I see in the blogs and in on the internet, on newspaper, web pages and things, that the general population now is showing an increasing amount of disbelief and resistance to this nonsense that we keep getting fed.
Well, yeah, I think right now probably the vast majority of Americans don't believe it. The problem is they need to stand up and say, I don't believe this. I don't believe anything the U.S. government says. You are a bunch of liars and thieves, and you are not my government any longer. And we need to shout that to the world, because we know our government won't listen to the people. Our corporate media won't listen to the people, with the exception of that NBC camera crew that drove up the Ukraine-Russia border. But we need to send a message to the world that the people of the United States of America are not part of this Fourth Reich that has taken root in Washington, D.C.
Well, thank you, Michael. I'll be listening to the rest of the show with interest and maybe call in again tomorrow once I've listened to all the news and your analysis.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. All righty. Now, last week, there was this pressure by Senator Bob Graham to declassify a portion of the 9/11 report that lays the blame for 9/11 on Saudi Arabia. And they made a big deal about it. We've got to tell the world that Saudi Arabia was behind this and so forth and so on. Today it's been announced that this section of the report will remain classified. And they're saying, see, this proves Saudi Arabia. Doesn't prove anything. In fact, the fact that they're keeping it under wraps, I think, tells us there really wasn't much of anything in that report that was going to convince anyone that it was Saudi Arabia and not Israel behind 9/11. Have you noticed how 9/11 has become the catch-all excuse for war? First, they blamed Afghanistan for 9/11 and invaded. Then they blamed Iraq for it and invaded. And now it's Saudi Arabia, and it's complete nonsense. If you just have a little common sense, it doesn't work out. It doesn't make sense. And when we come back from this commercial break, I will go into details about why Saudi Arabia was not connected to 9/11. We'll be right back.
Love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
HealthRx.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And ever since 9/11, there has been a chorus of voices, usually the Israel firsters, trying to put the blame for 9/11 on Saudi Arabia. Entirely. Not just Saudi intelligence was helping launder and pass money back and forth on behalf of U.S. and Israeli intelligence, but the Saudi Arabia did it all by themselves, and they're still pushing this. And they were waving around this report, this classified report, and they were going to declassify it, and that was going to satisfy everybody. Saudi Arabia did it. Now they're saying, well, they can't declassify it, and that proves there's a secret in there. But a moment's common sense tells you this is complete and utter nonsense. Saudi Arabia makes trillions of dollars off the United States selling oil and gas to us. They have billions of dollars of that money invested back in the United States of America. They're not going to risk having all that money frozen and seized by carrying out a terror attack. And if, for some strange reason, Saudi Arabia wanted to harm the United States, they don't need to crash airplanes into buildings to do it and risk losing all their investments. All they have to do is ask for their money back all at once, and the U.S. financial system would implode. The resulting damage would make 9/11 look like a minor road bump. Like I said before the commercial break, 9/11 has become the catch-all excuse to invade a country. Afghanistan did 9/11. We've got to invade. Oh, I guess we were wrong. It was Iraq behind 9/11. We have to invade them. Then we had Bush actually saying on videotape, Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. Now it's Saudi Arabia. Then it will be Venezuela. Then it will be whoever is next on the list of the special high-interest targets. Okay? Now, as I mentioned a little earlier in today's show, Israel appears to be trying to open up a second front in the war on Syria. Netanyahu has issued a statement, Israel will be proactive in thwarting attacks from Syria. Proactive is code word for we're going to attack them before they attack us. And supposedly this is in response to the IDF killing two people trying to sabotage the border fence with Syria. Two people. Just two people. The IDF thwarted an attempt to infiltrate the border and hit people getting close to the fence. They got two guys, two dead bodies that there's. And remember, when Hitler sent his own people to attack the radio station in Gliwice, Germany, they took along a Polish prisoner and shot him dead on the spot so the body would be found. Now, again, common sense. Syria's President Assad has got enough on his mind without provoking Israel. He doesn't need that kind of problem. He's busy scraping the last of the hired mercenaries out of his country. So this is clearly another Israeli false flag and provocation. Israel wants to open up a second front. One coming in from Turkey, one coming in from Israel, plus whatever remains of the hired mercenaries on the ground. They are desperate to get a war in Syria going. To take out Assad and put in a U.S.-friendly puppet regime as the last stepping stone before they attack Iran. That's the game plan here. Now, Prime Minister Netanyahu has decided to make a sticking point over a previously scheduled release of Palestinian prisoners with regard to the peace talks. Now, the Palestinian officials from Palestinian Authority are saying that, you know, if you don't keep your promise to release the prisoners, the talks are basically over and done with. And Netanyahu is saying, oh, no, if we release the prisoners, the coalition would collapse. And so this is Netanyahu throwing another monkey wrench into the peace talks because he doesn't want peace talks with Palestine. He wants Palestine. Apparently there's another Israeli politician standing for election who's saying, if I win, we will annex Samaria and whatever the other name is they're using for grabbing the rest of the Palestinian land. Now, interesting little article over here in defensenews.com. Israel banks on 10 more years of U.S. aid. And that is basically that Obama has assured Israel that all of the billions of dollars taken from your pocket every year and given to Israel will continue. All of it a violation of U.S. law. The Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act, because Israel has nuclear weapons. Has not signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty, will not allow IAEA inspections. And the point of this article is that Israel is using this money to prop up their banking system, courtesy of the U.S. government. But Detroit, of course, can go pound rust. Now, a little bit of good news. Apparently, former Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Olmert, has been convicted in a high-profile bribery trial. So they're starting to try and at least appear they're cleaning up their own house over there. Meanwhile, Israel is fuming over the UN rights body resolutions regarding Israel's maltreatment of the Palestinians. Netanyahu's only defense is, really, this is prejudiced. It's anti-Semitic. It's anti-Israel because there are human rights violations in other countries that the UN rights body ought to be paying attention to. They're just picking on us. In other words, Netanyahu's entire excuse for this thing is, the other kids are doing it, mommy, why aren't you punishing them? Whereupon the UN human rights body turned around and said, well, now that you mention it, the United States human rights record is not the best in the world. Which, yeah, concentration camps, imprisonment without trial, use of torture. I'd say the U.S. is one of the biggest violators of human rights. Drone strikes into other countries, killing innocent people along with the terror suspect who has not had a trial and a chance to defend himself. They just pick a name off a list, send in the drone, kill the suspect, and 20, 30 innocent people around them. And by the way, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution presented by Pakistan, Yemen, and Switzerland against U.S. drone strikes into countries we're not actually at war with. They had 6 votes against it. United States, France, and Britain among them. But they couldn't get rid of the resolution. Now, interesting little story has surfaced related to the Boston bombing. As you're probably already aware, last week or the week before, the government officially cleared that FBI agent who appeared to have simply executed the witness down in Florida, Ibrahim Todashev, including a gunshot to the crown of his head. Now there's information surfacing, and we did hear some of this before, but it's apparently coming out. The FBI was trying to recruit the Tsarnaev brothers to be spies. We don't know if they succeeded or failed, but it's beginning to look more and more like the Tsarnaev brothers were FBI informants who were set up as patsies for the false flag bombing, much as the way CIA asset Lee Harvey Oswald was set up to be the patsy in the killing of John F. Kennedy. So for those of you out there who are FBI informants, you need to understand there is no loyalty in the FBI coming back at you. If they feel that they can get what they want by setting you up, getting you killed, getting you sent to jail, they will do it. They absolutely will. They have done it throughout history. When you are an FBI informant, you are an asset. And they will spend you and your blood if they feel it serves their purpose. Just something to think about when you're sitting at home all alone late at night, whacking off to old James Bond movies. It really doesn't work like that. Now, getting over to Malaysian Flight 370, the story is changing and dancing all over the place. They finally got to some of that debris spotted by the satellites in the South Indian Ocean. Turned out to be debris from cargo ships, fishing stuff, none of it, not a single piece of it came from the missing 777, which makes sense because we know how much fuel that plane had on board on its planned flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. And if you go from Kuala Lumpur to where the transponders were turned off to where it was last detected in the Malacca Straits on a military radar and then due south to where the debris was found, it couldn't have reached. It didn't have enough fuel because these airplanes are not fueled to the top of the tank on every flight, because it wastes money. They put enough fuel to go from the departure airport to the destination airport, plus a little safety reserve, but not a whole lot. So the story never made sense. More about Flight 370 when we come back from our top of the hour break.